on Chip.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, well, I said a day ago, I want to debate Dan Bilzerian. He sure took the challenge. He's here right now. I don't really need to describe Dan. Brazilian, Bilzerian. For Congress, Bilzerian for Congress. Be sure to check that out. Dan Bilzerian, 45-year-old Tampa-born U.S. Navy veteran, social media influencer, nearly 30 million followers, is running as Republican in Florida's 6th District against a true goblin Israeli operative, Randy Fine, who I'm no fan of, and he joins us. And I was already planning to get him on about his congressional run, but then I saw this clip a few days ago where he says, exterminate everybody in Israel. That's why I went after Trump, saying we're going to kill all the Iranians, the Persians, their culture will never come back. Glowing crater. I mean, it's Netanyahu, because he's called for the Old Testament term of exterminating everybody. So I'm against that across the board. I don't think you can blame all Jews, all Persians, all Christians. You know, I just think fundamentally that is dangerous and it goes too far. But I can tell you, it's certainly, you know, ballsy him saying that. Here's one of the clips of what he's been saying.
I mean, honestly, the only real battle in the world today that I see worth fighting is, you know, exterminating Israel. I mean, I would sign up tomorrow and go put boots on the ground and go kill Israelis. That would be a great day for me. I would sign up on the draft waiver, wherever. Give me a rifle and send me the over there. I truly believe that the majority of that country is evil and they're perpetuating a genocide. They've been operating apartheid. They're suppressing those Palestinians. They're attacking their neighbors. They're operating like terrorists. They're arrogant, ungrateful bastards, and they need to be wiped off the map.
All right. Well, Dan Bilzerian joins us for a discussion and a debate on this and why he ran for Congress against the Israeli operative Randy Fine. So, Dan, I agree with a lot of what you have to say, but I tell you, saying exterminate everybody in Israel, I mean, you want to quantify that? Or are you saying everybody there needs to die or ready to go fight and die? Who would you fight alongside? Thanks for joining us.
Well, I think that's taken out of context. I said the only war worth fighting today is against Israel and that I would be happy to go and fight in that war. And that would be against Israeli military members, not against citizens. So I think that's taken a little bit out of context, like I said, when you just post that one clip.
Okay, well, send us the full clip. Well, what did you say in the full clip? I mean, you're here. Tell us what you think.
That's what I said. I said the only war worth fighting today is against Israel. They're terrorists. They've been operating as terrorists, and they've attacked us. They have sold our secrets. They have undermined us. They have lied to us to get us into wars. And so, yeah, I can't think of another country that I would rather be fighting against than Israel.
Well, let's talk about, again, I just saw that clip. I mean, you say exterminate them. You're talking about the Israeli military.
Yes.
What should happen with Israel? Are you from, you know, the mountains of the sea, no Israel?
Yeah, I think that place should not exist. They stole the land. They've been operating as terrorists. They were terrorists before Israel's inception. I mean, what made up Israel? The Irgun, the Haganah, and the Stern Gang. I mean, those are all terrorist organizations. They blew up the King David Hotel. They were murdering British diplomats. They were murdering British military members. They were all designated terrorist organizations, and that is what formed the IDF. All the leaders of those terrorist organizations went on to be prime ministers of Israel, so it is a terrorist nation. It's always been a terrorist nation. And we've been lied to, and we've been told that all of their enemies are terrorists and that's who we should be fighting. But the truth of the matter is, we should have taken out Israel a long time ago. We should have started the USS Liberty. Maybe we should have started the Levant affair. Maybe we should have started, when they were genociding people during the, Nakba.
Well, I don't find any fault with what you just said. That's all on record, but definitely Israel was a powerful lobby before. What's changed the last year or so since Operation Midnight Hammer, where Israel openly wants to control our foreign policy and domestic to defend that policy? I'm sure you saw the 60 Minutes with Netanyahu. If you didn't, I could play the clips. Already played it first hour. But he literally says, the war ends when I say, people are just jealous of Israel. We've done nothing wrong. We need to basically censor the media, eight-front war, not understanding. Yeah, we see you carpet bombing Christian Lebanon, tens of thousands of homes, blowing up churches, raping men, women, and children. I mean, what the hell's going on here? Why do you think Israel is so mad dog right now?
It seems like they want to, you know, force a world war, and they don't want peace. They've sabotaged all of our peace deals. They continue to bomb Lebanon. They've killed the negotiators. I mean, they are by every definition terrorists. By the way, the audio on your side, it's a little light. Is it possible that they your staff can turn up the audio? Just coming to me anyways.
Absolutely. Guys, can you boost my audio to him, please? Great. We'll do that. So let's talk about your life and the things you've done. When did you start getting onto the Israel beat? When did you start getting really upset about Israel?
I really started looking at it after October 7th when we got inundated with all the, you know, oh, my God, they're trying to kill all Jews. It's a Holocaust, you know, never again, all that. And then I started looking at their massive disproportionate response to what happened on October 7th. Later, I found out that they had allowed October 7th to happen, that they killed their own citizens in the Hannibal Directive. And then I started doing some more research. I was a Navy vet. I found out about the USS Liberty. I found out about Jonathan Pollard. I mean, I really started doing a deep dive into our relationship with Israel, what we've gotten. And not only did we not get anything from them, but we've gotten just such a massive net negative. If anybody had done the things that Israel did to our country, they would be our mortal enemy. And for some reason, we're lied to and told that they're our greatest ally. And it's just absolutely not true.
Now, if you were the president or you elected to Congress, what would you advise? I mean, how would we do this? Because Israel has a whole bunch of nuclear weapons and high-tech delivery systems. So everybody's saying destroy Israel, destroy their military, get rid of their state. They have the Samson option. That's going to happen. That's why I didn't want this conflagration, this confrontation to happen. Because I can look at the second, third order developments there. I mean, if you thought about what Israel will do, what would be the scenario to get rid of Israel, as you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. The Samson option, right? If they feel like they are going to be exterminated, they're going to launch nukes and kill everybody else. That alone, that directive makes them the greatest terrorist threat to the world today. And the fact that they have illegally acquired all these nukes, they stole the uranium from us. They have not signed the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. They don't allow nuclear inspections, and yet they just incessantly whine that Iran is going to get a nuke, that they're a month away from getting a nuke. They've been telling us that the same song and dance for 35 years. Meanwhile, they've been illegally stockpiling nuclear weapons, and they openly say that they will, you know, launch them against everybody if they feel like they are going to fall, which I just don't understand how that is ignored.
So how would you then, if you were the president of the United States, what would you do?
Oh, I mean, well, you look at what JFK wanted to do, right? He wanted to sign the Zionist lobby, which is now AIPAC. He wanted to register them under FARA. That's what he signed into action. I mean, that absolutely needs to happen. They are a foreign government that's influencing our policy, that's bribing our politicians. You know, that would be where we would start. I mean, the next thing JFK did is that he sent Ben-Gurion a letter saying that if they don't allow all the nuclear inspections, that he's going to cut off all their aid and actual nuclear inspections, not their, you know, dog and pony show where they pretend to not have nukes. And so what did they do? They killed JFK, and then LBJ came in and he, overturned all that. Now they didn't have to register under FARA. The Zionist lobby turned into AIPAC. And then he basically just allowed them to have all the nukes they wanted, didn't force the nuclear inspections. And what did he say when the USS Liberty was attacked? He said, I don't care how many U.S. sailors die as long as we don't embarrass our greatest ally, Israel. So, I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, I think that's when we really lost control of our country.
Well, it's definitely true that Israel is exerting a lot of control over our country. What is it like? Have you run into Randy Fine yet on the campaign trail? Describe your district, because he is the nastiest Zionist in America, and that's saying a lot. I mean, have you run into him yet?
I have not, but I find it very hypocritical that the anti-Semitism laws that he passed, if he were to say all the things that he says about Muslims, about Jews, he would be in jail for 5 years based on the laws that he passed in this district. And so he is, you know, he's against freedom of speech. He's not American. He wants to send our tax dollars to Israel. He's advocated for us nuking Gaza. He wants the streets of Gaza to run with Palestinian blood. He said that Muslims are lower than dogs. I mean, this guy is the most vile Jewish supremacist that we have. And to me, that is the greatest threat to the world today. It's not Zionists. It is Jewish supremacy. And he is the embodiment of Jewish supremacy. So that is why I wanted to take him on.
So you say just in the last, what, 4 years or so, or 3 years, October 7th woke you up to this issue, and now you're on the air saying basically exterminate. I mean, that's the quote. You're saying you didn't mean everybody. Where do you see this? I asked the question before, but I want you to really get into it. If you were the president, what would you do?
I would declare war on Israel. I would cut off. I mean, at a minimum, I would cut off all foreign aid. I would let Iran have free will to do what they want with Israel. I would kind of let the problem probably take care of itself, to be honest, because if we stop defending Israel, I think they would get what they deserve. They have been persecuting these Palestinians. They've been operating in apartheid. They've attacked all their neighbors. I mean, they bombed seven countries in a year. They continue to just have unprovoked aggression. I mean, they are a total terrorist nation. I just don't understand how they're not qualified as a terrorist nation. They have nukes. They acquired them illegally. They refused to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And they